Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On Air with Russell of Hotels, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Air with Russell of Hotels, where we talk about everything hospitality, from hotels to influencers and everything in between. We will feature guest interviews with hospitality professionals who will share their experiences. Your host, Russell Edmond, has spent over 25 years in the hospitality industry, beginning his career with Marriott International in hotel operations, before moving into the sales arena and becoming a relationship building director of sales and marketing. Russell then went to the other side as a hospitality entrepreneur. He now consults in the hotel and meeting space, which includes being the CEO of Russell of Hotels Group. Did I mention he was a veggie foodie? Yes, Russell is always looking for good non-meat eats. Please welcome your host, Russell Edmond.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Hope all is well. Hope you're having a great Tuesday. It is 1 o'clock. Actually, it's 1:02, but that's all right. Hope things are well. Thank you so much for joining LA Talk Radio, as well as on Facebook Live. We're getting this Zoom thing down to a science. So, Ronan, thank you so much for all the help that you've given me and all the hosts at LA Talk Radio. So we do appreciate, you know, being able to still connect somewhat with you know, people that may be listening or watching our show. So there you go. We can't complain about that, right? We're all adhering to the social distancing, and, you know, we don't want to be in the studio. In fact, they closed the studio, so we can't do it anyway. So there you go. And I hope you're, you know, taking heed to the social distancing as well. You know, you're on the news all the time, or we're watching the news and you see people aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing. This thing is just going to be prolonged because we got people like they're out there doing things they shouldn't be doing. So, but I don't have to say, I know I'm preaching to the choir when I'm talking to people that listen to the show and watch the show. So anyway, so for people that did not know, this show is actually on LA Talk Radio. So go latalkradio.com. You can hear the audio, or you can go Facebook Live. You can, you know, it's not on my Facebook Live feed yet until after the show is over. So if you wanted to look at it live now, watch it live, just go to LA Talk, go to Facebook and then type in LA Talk Radio, and then you'll be able to see me and just click on that. And then you can see me live speaking to you on Facebook Live. So after this is over, it becomes a sort of like a podcast or a recording on the video portion, but I always make sure I put this video portion on my Facebook page as well as LinkedIn. I'll put a link on to YouTube and IG, Instagram, as well as Twitter. So there you go, right? So anyway, so what are we talking about? So we're all about, what is Russell of Hotels, or what is On Air with Russell of Hotels? We're all about collaboration and connecting, right? Collaborating with people, connecting people to wherever they need to go, if that's from a business perspective or that's personal perspective, whatever you need. That's what, you know, my big thing going into 2020 was to connect and collaborate with as many people as I can, right? So today's no exception. Just because we're going through all this stuff, we still have a way of connecting and collaborating, just like, you know, the show. So there you go. And we're Hospitality Unplugged. We're hashtag Hospitality Unplugged, which means I can say whatever I want to say and, you know, and get away with it. No, I'm not saying that. You know, nothing's off limits and nothing's out of bounds, if you will.
talk about things that maybe people don't want to talk about. Maybe they're uncomfortable talking about it. And some of the guests that we have on, I mean, they quite frankly, they want to talk about things too, that maybe they want to get things off their chest. But it's not, it's within the realm of, you know, professionalism. We're all still professional about what we do. Just because you can say it doesn't mean you should say it. So yeah, so there are guidelines, if you will, or boundaries that I wouldn't, you know, touch or cross. But we are hospitality unplugged, which means, you know, we can talk about different subjects that maybe other people don't want to talk about. There you go. So show number 54. Who would have thought 54 shows, right? 54 shows and counting. So I thank God for continuing to do this. You know, and there's a financial part to this, right? It's not Ronan and Sam at LA Talk Radio are just not letting me do this for free, right? So we do have to basically pay someone to do it. But it's a blessing that I can continue to do this at this point. So thank you so much. And I just think that, you know, is it a voice for some people? Yeah, it sure is. It's a platform for people to come on and say, you know, talk about what's going on, talk about their careers, talk about how they got to where they are. I mean, that's what it's all about, right? It's about being, we're going to talk about this a little bit later, but it's all about staying relevant, right? And this is a way to stay relevant. It's the way to get in front of people maybe you couldn't get in front of before, right? Let's think about it like that, right? So industry news, what's going on in the industry? I don't even know. I just put stuff down. Sometimes I don't know what I put down or don't remember what I put down because I may have put it down last week. So drive markets. Oh, we're talking about hotel. Okay, we're hotel. We're talking tourism. We're talking CVBs. We're talking about a drive market. What's a drive market? And I may have talked about this last week. I'm not sure. But drive market, basically a market that's within, I'll just say, a couple hours of your destination. Let's just use LA as an example. So LA is a place that people will come to, or people you would start from, and maybe a drive market would be Palm Springs because it's, you know, less than 2 hours. Santa Barbara, 2 hours. San Diego, 2 hours. You know, all these destinations are within a, you know, couple hour drive of here, and that's what a drive market is, right? So with all this is said and done, we're going to be paying more attention to these drive markets than outside of our area, right? Because who's going to, we don't know, this situation is still so fluid. We don't know whenever we get out of this thing, that are people going to, you know, want to be flying from, you know, the East Coast to the West Coast, or from the West Coast to the East Coast, or is going to be more, you know, centralized or localized or regionally or in a certain region. Like I said, Santa Barbara, Palm Springs, San Diego, things like that. So I'm thinking, this is Russell of Hotel saying, being hashtag unplugged, you know, be prepared for the drive market. That's what I would do. I would, if we don't have that in our marketing plans, we need to make sure it's in there. Okay, because that's it. And a lot more emphasis is going to be on that. What about wide open spaces? What about places that have wide open spaces? This whole social distancing is still going to be, it's going to be a norm. Okay, it's not going to just be because we're going through this pandemic now. No, it's going to be for years to come. I'm just going to say that. How many years? No one knows. But what I'm saying is people are going to want more wide open space. More family things, more maybe family reunions, more drive, like I said, drive market things, less people getting together. That's just what I think. So I would kind of gear myself to that when I'm doing that, redoing that marketing plan, because we know that everybody needs to redo their marketing plan now. That's one of the markets that I would be taking a closer look at. Just my thoughts. Going through my things here. Marketing. And I talked about this last week, right? But did you know marketing via all these other social media platforms is a lot more effective than marketing on TV? You know, one thing that all these platforms have done, and that's, you know, your YouTubes, your Facebooks, your Twitters, your Instagrams and all that, you know, they've taken over from the marketing on TV. I think we know that, and I think I've talked about that before. But this whole thing, like this new TikTok that's going on, and I mentioned this last week, and some people think it's, you know, oh, it's cute. But guess what? I mean, there's people that are being effective using this thing. And I don't have it on my phone, but I happen to be, well, let me cross that off. I didn't have it on my phone until last night. Okay, so I'm looking at my phone and, you know, during a time like this, you're flipping channels, whatever. And I'm like, you know what? I don't feel like watching TV. So I started looking at my phone and there's this one lady that had a Instagram page, but she had, you know, you can see that, you know, the Instagram page was feeding into her TikTok or whatever. One was feeding into the other. So I said, oh, let me check out this TikTok thing. So I looked it up and there's this one lady who has this interesting story. Her name is Tabitha Brown. And how I'm interested in this whole thing is that she's a vegan foodie. Okay. So, but she wasn't a cook. She wasn't a chef. She didn't own a restaurant. She didn't do any of that stuff. But she's just this unlikely TikTok, Instagram guru or whatever you want to call her. I mean, she's if you want to call it influencer or content marketer, whatever. I don't think she even knew what the heck that stuff was. But the reason why I'm bringing up her name, like I said, her name is Tabitha Brown, vegan foodie. She is as raw as they come, meaning she's not polished. She can care less. She talks country. When I mean country, oh, girl this and girl that, boy that, you know, that kind of thing. Kind of like a Paula Deen. If Paula Deen had TikTok, this would be her, okay? So we all remember Paula Deen, right? Now, if she had a TikTok, this would be her, right? Because she's talking about food, but she's talking about vegan food. So in the last week, she just started a TikTok page, right? And she has well over 2 million followers already. So I heard about this and I said, well, let me check this lady out. So on Instagram, she has over 800,000 already, right? And like I said, her shows or the scenes or the posts that she does are just funny as heck, is what I see. And she is talking about food, but the whole thing about it is just how she's so raw and she's so real, meaning that I think that's the reason. That's what separates some people from other people, like some content creators from people that are maybe a little bit more successful, because they're raw, right? Because they're telling the truth and you can basically, they can resonate with you better than someone you think is, oh, they're just being paid to do that. Or, you know, they're just too, you know, regimented what they do or whatever. You know, give me somebody that's raw and, you know, unapologetic and maybe a little country and just, they don't care what, they're not putting on any airs for anyone, right? That's this lady right here. And I think that's why she's successful. And I'm saying all that to say this, when we're doing this social media stuff, we need to be ourselves, right? You need to be you, whatever, don't try to be anyone else, right? I can't be anyone else. I can't be Tabitha Brown. I can't be Paula Deen. I can't be anyone else that's out there. Kat Von B, who was on my show a couple of weeks ago, I can't be her, okay? So I can be Russell. I can be as 100% Russell as I can be, right? So that's me. This is me. I mean, this is how I come across to you, right? I can be kind of, you know, goofy, funny, whatever sometimes, but this lady just takes that to the nth degree, right? So, but that's her, right? And I just think that's what resonates with people more than some of these other people that are on, you know, they're content creators and you know, they follow, you know, they basically all are almost the same. I don't want to say cookie cutter. Maybe their experiences are different, but they all the same. But like I said, get somebody on there to just keeping it real and just, okay, this is how it is. This is me. Accept me for what I am and then go from there. So I just think we need to, as we're getting out of this, we need to do things a little bit different. We need to look at different social media platforms. We need to, you know, make sure the people that are delivering this content, those are people that are real. I mean, I'm not saying you got to be like that. I'm saying just be you. Just be yourself, right? That's what I'm saying. So check out Tabitha Brown and let me know what you think of some of the stuff. Some of the stuff is silly. Some is goofy. I'm like, how do these people get these many followers? But they get them, right? So everyone has a niche. Right. And she reinvented herself to be this way. Right. And we're going to talk about reinventing yourself in a minute. So anyway, is the day of the travel influencer or content creator over? What do you think? This was an article that I read a couple weeks ago. I didn't bring it up last week because I had a guest here. Right. So but I have some stuff that we're talking about. So but I say, heck no, not at all. not at all. It's I think it's only the beginning, but the thing of it is, and I just kind of preluded that, is that we just have to be different. We have to do things different. We have to talk about our real experiences. We have to, you know, let the destination speak for itself. You know, we're showing pictures of, and I'm just using examples, right? We're showing pictures of destinations, right? We shouldn't be in the darn pictures. The destination should be in the picture, or the people that are there, they should be in the picture, not me as Russell of Hotels. You know, most of the pictures have Russell of Hotels in it, and the heck with the destination. No. People have to be comfortable with me to want to look at me, or meaning look at me, to watch the show, right? But as far as when you see the show, I should be the last person in the video or in the picture, right? It's all about the destination. It's not about me. I'm just a vehicle to get you to see the destination, whatever we're looking at that point, or whatever I'm talking about. So just remember, you know, as we move forward, you know, influencers, content creators, I don't think there is a thing in the past, because like I said, this is one of those articles that come up when, you know, when this thing hit, like, oh, no one's traveling, they're not going to travel for a while. Yeah, but that doesn't mean that there's still not a need for, you know, content creators, because yeah, we're going to get back to where we were before, right? It's going to take some time. It's going to be a ramp up, if you will, but those people are still needed, right? And it's just that they need to do their game differently. They need to come up with different strategies, use different platforms. I was listening to one social media person, and this guy has been around a long time, traveled to a lot of different countries, and the conversation came about TikTok. They said, oh, I'm too old for TikTok. Like, what do you mean you're too old? Are people that you're trying to appeal to, they're all different ages. Everybody is looking at TikTok. If I'm looking at it, everybody looking at it, right? So I'm not saying that you need to start doing, you know, a TikTok page, but you need to look into it and see exactly what it is. Because they're like, well, I'm too old for TikTok and I don't even know how it works and you know, that kind of stuff. I just think that we can't be like that. We need to make sure we know exactly, because like I said, sometimes we have to reinvent ourselves. We can't, some of the same tools that we use will not be working the same way they're working, you know, a month ago, right? So we need to make sure that we're doing everything we can to make sure we're still reaching an audience, and maybe even a different audience. And that's what happens sometimes. What happens sometimes, you renovate a hotel that hasn't been renovated in 20 years. Now you're more modern, right? So say you were, and I'll use a prime example, Sportsman's Lodge Hotel. I was a GM, DOS at this hotel. It had not been renovated since the 80s, okay? This was back 2000, this was less than 10 years ago when they got renovated, right? Well, what happened was we lost a lot of the old, you know, the people that used to come there, the people that love, oh, we love it. We used to fish there back in the 60s. Okay, I used to swim in your pool for free, you know, back in the 60s and 70s. Well, when we changed it over, maybe meaning we remodeled it, renovated it, well, a lot of those people didn't like the new style. They didn't like the modern look, or it wasn't modern. It was mid-century modern. That was the new motif, and they didn't like it. So we lost those people. Well, that's fine. Okay, new blood. You need new blood, right? So the older people left. They didn't come back. The newer people came in because it appealed to them. So sometimes you have to make a shift like that. And sometimes when you do renovation, major renovations, you will lose some people. But that's okay. It's okay to change, right? It's all right to reinvent yourself. At hotel, it was rebranding, but it's reinventing yourself, right? It was a brand that had to go through the change in order to get better. And that's exactly what happened. So that was just an example, right? See how I just pull these examples out? But anyway, hey, you guys remember, okay, 2008, it was we were down too. Not like this, but we were down. That's when the economy changed and things like that. Guess what two companies were started in 2008? Uber and Airbnb. And that's something they started when people didn't think, you know, oh, this is crap. Oh, everything, the sky's falling, this and that, whatever. Well, these two companies started back in 2008. So what I'm saying is we'll get through this, and there's going to be some new companies that are going to start in 2020 that were in existence before and they're going to do well also, right? So there is a light at the end of the tunnel. So let's just, you know, keep focused on that light because it is there. It is flickering. It's just that we have to get to it. Contact information. How do you get a hold of Russell of Hotels or Russell Edmond? That's me. How do you get a hold of me? Well, there's a couple different ways. Russell at russellofhotels.com is my email address. Twitter, I'm at Russell of Hotels. IG, I'm at Russell of Hotels. LinkedIn, Russell L. Edmond. And make sure you put the L in there because if people Google me and they put Russell Edmond, there's some other, believe it or not, there's more than one Russell Edmond out there. Can you believe that? I was like, what the heck? So every now and then I'll Google myself and see what comes up. And, you know, there's some clown back on the East Coast that's a Russell Edmond that, you know, he's not the Russell Edmond that, you know, he's not this Russell Edmond, but some people may look and say, well, is that him? You know, and sometimes they don't put a picture there. It can be just, you know, not a portrait or a profile picture or something like that. It may just be, you know, picture of some flowers or something. So you don't know if it's me or not. Well, guess what? It's not me. So either it's going to have a picture of me or my logo, you know, Russell of Hotels. So just remember that. But that's why I put the L and everything because there's only one Russell L. Edmond. So just remember, what was I saying? My LinkedIn page is Russell L. Edmond. And I have two Facebook pages. One is Russell L. Edmond and then Russell of Hotels. Okay. And then after the show is over, and I did say this a little while ago, once the show's over, it becomes a podcast for the radio show, right? And then you can look at or listen to it on anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast, whatever platform that is, it's on that. And like I said, the video portion, I will copy it, paste, and put the link on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, wherever else. I'll put it on there. You'll find it. If you want to see it, you'll find it. Okay. So I haven't talked about this lately. Sponsorship opportunities. If someone wants to come on, and I mean, this is a great time, right? Stay relevant, right? It's a great time to come on, talk about your brand, talk about your hotel, your CVB, your destination, whatever it is. Talk about, because there's a lot of people that listen to the show or watch the show. And it's funny how things have changed, meaning I always got, you know, around, you know, thousands or so people to listen. Now it's up. Sometimes it's double. You know, it can be a couple thousand people that are watching and listening. So, hey, that's a couple thousand people you didn't know before, right? That didn't know about your brand before. And our feeder cities, New York, they haven't changed. In fact, I think I added one more. I think Chicago, San Francisco, Orange County, LA, of course, because that's where we are, New York, and Atlanta. Okay. And we're getting people from the UK, more people in Canada. There was someone in Newfoundland that was on last week. And hopefully she's on there today. She was on there 2 weeks ago. She's been watching the show ever since. So we're growing. We're international. Okay. Who would have thought 54 shows, hashtag hospitality unplugged, Russell of Hotels, in Canada, in the UK, Jamaica, the Bahamas, the Philippines. Who would have thought? But hey, there you go. You just put it out there and however things fall, they fall, right? And failure sometimes is just not an option. You just do it. And if it didn't work the first time, you just try to figure out another way to do it, okay? You don't stop. You just continue. And try to figure out another way to do it. Especially these times, you have to, okay? When you reinvent yourself. We're going to talk about reinventing yourself. So, okay. So I talked about the opportunities. If you just reach out to me, Russell L. Edmond. Oh, I'm sorry, Russell Edmond. No, Russell at russellofhotels.com is the email address. That's how you get a hold of me. I don't know what the heck I'm saying here. What is the group? What is the Russell of Hotels group? Well, Russell Hotels does a couple different things, and I've had to reinvent myself in the last couple of weeks, right? So, of course, I'm not doing any hotel consulting. I'm not doing any business development for any hotels. So, what am I gonna do? You think I'm just gonna sit here and do nothing? So, what Russell did last year was actually he went back to school, He got his life insurance license, and he's actually studying for his Series 6, Series 63, Series 65, Series 26. Those are licenses or securities license where you can sell or offer securities. And what I mean by securities, I'm specifically only interested in mutual funds, 401ks, annuities, or variable annuities, because with fixed annuities, you can actually sell them just with your insurance license. A lot of people don't know that, but you actually can. So those are things that I'm working on now. And it goes with the, you know, kind of reinventing yourself, because I don't know if you guys, and I'll get into this a little later, but I had left the industry for a while before, and the people don't, I don't think people even remember that. I started a in-home care business some years ago, and the economy changed, and I ended up coming back to the industry, hotel industry. So I actually had an in-home care business where we took care of seniors and things like that for several years. And then what happened, 2008, 2009 came, and I lost a lot of clients because they couldn't afford to pay for the services anymore. So you have to reinvent yourself and, you know, keep things. That's why I do, if you look, I've always done multiple things, right? And that's the reason why, because you don't want to get caught with your pants down. You know what I mean? So you have to make sure that you're always doing something different, thinking out of the box. And that's just me. That's always been Russell L. Edmond, and it probably will never change. So that's why I started doing the financial planning. I would say more financial consulting, that kind of thing, which includes insurance and will include 401ks, mutual funds, and annuities. Okay, so variable annuities. So there you go. So that's what Russell's work has been working on and will be working on. So there you go. And what else is Russell? Okay, so that's one thing that Russell of Hotels does. So at this point, we're not doing hotel site selection because there's no hotels to site select. no business development for hotels at this point. So concentrating more on digital marketing, and that's the presence of hotels or CVBs. That's being relevant. And then that's, I'm a radio show host. So I'm still doing that as well. So those are the five things have condensed into three things for the most part. But that's okay. That's okay. So we just continue to go until things change. And then maybe we'll reevaluate what I was doing. I don't know, but we'll see. So, I mean, my website has already reflected that. So those are things that we do, right? In the interim, when, you know, things are going like this, you know, we're trying to figure out what we're going to do. And people that are creatives like myself, meaning entrepreneurs, they need to go back to the drawing board and see, hey, okay, what can I be doing differently? Or what should I be doing differently? Can I continue on with what I'm doing? If you can, that's fine. But if you can't, then you need to reevaluate what you're doing and your thinking. Maybe this is the time I need to, you know, think about something else. Or maybe I need to start reading this. Maybe I start, you know, paying attention to this. So that's what you need to do. You need to figure out what's going on, what works for you, because what works for Joe down the street doesn't work for Russell or Steve or Gretchen or whoever else. Gretchen, I just pulled that one out. I don't even know a Gretchen. But anyway, so there you go. Something to think about. I still have people on blast. I don't know if these people are still working, and no disrespect if they're not. I mean, let me know. But these people were on blast before. I'm going to keep them on blast until I hear any different, right? I still want people on the show. I still do a show. I still want them on the show. Who's on blast? Brian Churchill, VP LA Tourism. You're on blast. Carol Motley, C-Mutt, Director of Convention Sales, DC, Destination DC. Luis Torres, Universal Studios. I know Universal Studios is closed, right? But I'm not sure. Like I said, I don't know if Luis is still working there at this point or not. Stephanie Corsino, Hong Kong Tourism. I'm not sure, but you're still on blast. Junior Tavaha, Chief Sales Officer at Visit Anaheim. You're on blast, dude. Ashley Tate, Brand Marketing Manager at Visit West Hollywood. Not sure what the situation is over there as well, but you're still on blast. They still around. Okay. They can still come on and talk and see what's going on or what happened, or not what happened, but, you know, just give us some information, or just talk about your career. I mean, there you go. So you can still come on the show and talk something. Collaboration and connecting. I said that before, and I'll say it again. We're all about collaboration and connecting people. And I want to thank you specifically for connecting Ms. Amy Beardsley, who was on the show last week. She was a great guest. So I do appreciate you, Amy. She's a DOS at the Origin Hotel, Red Rocks in Denver. Now, it's actually in Golden, Colorado, but it's about 10 minutes from downtown Denver. So we'll use Denver because not many people know about Golden, Colorado, unless you hang out at the Coors Brewery and you're drinking beer out there in the parking lot, because that's where, you know, Coors Beer is. It's in Golden, Colorado. You didn't think I knew that, huh? And I don't drink Coors. I'm not a Coors fan. If I had to drink, it would be the Silver Bullet, though. But I'm not a Coors fan, just so you know. So thank you, Amy. I do appreciate coming on the show and saying some good stuff. And she was open and honest about, you know, the selection process or the how they went through their revenues and made sure that, you know, that they could stay open and why they stayed open and what they're doing while they're open and things like that. So I do appreciate that, because not a lot of people would give that, you know, be confident about that information. And she was, and she delivered, and I do appreciate that. So how's your brand staying relevant? What is your average day like? Is there anything that you would do differently? And what has this situation taught you? So those are questions I asked Amy, and those are some questions I'm going to maybe ask or answer a little bit today, because we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, some of the things I've done or been through, and what led me to do some of the things that I do. I mean, I already alluded to it a little while ago, but at what point do we reinvent ourselves? And this can be your brand or you personal, or your personal brand, the brand that you work for, or your personal brand, which is you, okay? So you're the biggest brand of all, right? I'm the biggest brand, right? Russell L. Edmond, I'm the brand, right? Although my other brand is Russell of Hotels. Right. Just like if I worked for it, I was Russell Edmond, the brand, but then I worked for a brand which was the Sheraton Universal. You know what I mean? I was a director of sales and marketing there. So you're representing two brands, right? But we can talk about either one. They're both interchangeable to me. So what are you doing to reinvent yourself? So if it's me as an entrepreneur, what am I doing? And I just mentioned that, you know, I had to reevaluate what I did. And last year I had kind of, you know, educated myself on insurance and some financial vehicles like 401ks and mutual funds. So I still educating myself on those things. So, but that was something I felt that I needed to reinvent myself and do some things, right? And the reason why is that I want to apply that to the hospitality industry, right? So everything I do, for whatever reason, has to do with the hospitality industry. Meaning, if I'm doing this insurance and I'm doing this mutual funds and things like that, because I think there's a need for it in our industry, right? Especially when people, in situations like this, okay, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Then what happens is when we get laid off or furloughed, and I'm not sure exactly, are your benefits being paid? Are you still covered under your insurance? Is your life insurance still in effect? I know when you're laid off and you're no longer working, and meaning you've separated from the job, you don't have any life insurance anymore, unless you had some before. You know, you had insurance on its own, meaning you had a separate policy. But sometimes we think about, the job, I have it with the job. I've had many conversations with people. I mean, they can be family members. They can be people that I really didn't know, or just people in general. And I say, hey, you have life insurance? I mean, just, you know, we're in conversations and it comes up. Are you covered? You have life insurance? Oh yeah, I got a good job, blah, 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 blah. Well, a lot of times, just remember this, a lot of times it's through the job, meaning it's a group policy, right? So it's a lot cheaper for the job to get it, for your company to get it, and it only covers you. It doesn't cover the rest of your family, okay? And a lot of times it's accidental death. So you want to make sure that you know exactly what it is. Accidental death, meaning it only covers if you die in an accident. And let's put it out there, we're all going to die, okay? So I'm not going to die, so I don't get it. I'm not going to get this insurance. Are you kidding me? Come on now. We're all going to die, and I ain't trying to, you know, make this a somber thing, but just look at what's been going on. Okay. I've gotten more calls now since I've been doing this insurance thing than any time, right? It's because a lot of things, this is hitting people hard, right? So you want to make sure your family is protected. And life insurance, look at it like this, because I remember, you know, back in the day, you know, you have conversations with older people or whatever, and like, hey, you have life insurance? I'm not leaving no money for anybody. I'm like, what? Where'd that come from? It's not about that. It's right. Okay, so say me, okay, and my family is, you know, they depend on me for whatever, right? Let's say my income is not here anymore. Okay, well, I'm a wife, yeah, okay, but maybe she wouldn't be able to afford certain things anymore. So look at it as a salary replacement, okay, not just life. Somebody gonna get rich off of me because I die. No, you shouldn't even look at it like that. You should look at it as it's replacing a salary that now Sonya doesn't have, okay? Or whoever your spouse is or whatever your situation is, they don't have it anymore. So it's replacing that, right? So look at it like that. Don't look at it like, oh, I'm somebody about to get rich off of me and I'm not going to leave any money, people. And believe me, I hear that stuff all the time. And I think, you know, you can't, I don't have a poker face, right? So I'm like, really? Are we having this conversation right now that you don't want to leave because no one left you anything? No one left me anything, so why would I want to leave it to someone else? I mean, it's just crazy to me. But it's replacement for your salary. So just look at it like that. And of course, when you talk about the other stuff, the mutual funds and things like that, that's for your retirement. Okay, so we don't have to get into all that. But I just wanted to bring that up. So make sure... I was just going off of reinventing myself, and why I reinvented myself is because, like I said, I thought with the hospitality industry in mind, and when it comes to like rollovers and 401ks and things like that, you know, I've been to 14 different hotels. Let's just throw it out there. I've been to 14 different hotels, and I had a rollover from a 401k from a previous company. I had several of those. So what I ended up doing was keeping them with the company. But that's the worst thing you should do. I'm like, well, why is that the worst thing you should do? Is because what happens if that company gets in trouble and then they freeze all their assets, meaning you can't get your money, right? Or what happens if there's some monkey business going on and your money's no longer there, or they're under investigation and they freeze the assets? Those are things that can happen. But if you have it with you, put it somewhere that you know that, you know, whatever that is, if that's, I mean, it's different vehicles that you can put it, or different companies you can put it into. But take it out of that. If you're no longer with that company, there's no reason to keep it there. Okay, so roll it over into another company. That's a Lincoln Financial, whatever, whoever that is, roll it into another one. So that would be my advice. My two things. If we don't learn anything today, you know, me reinventing myself, this has to do with me reinventing myself, right? Life insurance replaces a salary. Mutual funds or 401ks, you know, get them out of, if you've had them with companies that you're no longer with, get them out of there, put them over to another one that you control. Okay. So that's all I got to say with that. Right. Good. Okay. So we're talking about your brand and talking about staying relevant. How are you staying relevant? Is it the same? It's being relevant now is different than last year, right? So what are you doing now that's different, or what are you going to do now that's different from last year? It's different from last month. Let's just think about that, right? So things are so fluid now. What are we doing to stay relevant? I just, right before the show, I was got an email, you know, just get email from anybody, right? So I got an email from Ontario CVB, right? Like, what is this? It's a message from the president and CEO, who is Michael Krause, who I happen to know, Michael Krause, right? So I'm like, what is he talking about? So it's a video. It's on YouTube. It's a YouTube video. Michael Krause, CEO and president of Greater Ontario CVB, right? He's talking about just touching base. He just sent out a message, say, hey, I know what you're going through. He's empathizing with people, with the situation. You know, we're still here. What few of us are left? And he made sure he said that because, you know, they've gone through downsizing and furloughing and all this kind of stuff. And he's made it a point to make sure that you know that, okay, his people have been furloughed just like you guys have been furloughed or laid off. And we're doing our best just to reach out and touch base with people, you know, see, making sure people are okay. And if you have questions, please feel free to give us a call or email us. I mean, it was a maybe 3-minute video or something like that, but it hit on everything. You know, it made him still relevant, made the bureau still relevant, made his brand still relevant. Okay. He's feeling the same things that everyone else is feeling. So, and it's like, whenever this is over, we're here for you. Okay. That's the only, I don't remember getting another one from someone, from the CEO, you know, saying that, you know, I understand what you're going through. We're here for you. Let us know what you need. We're still here. The few of us are still here. I haven't received anything else from another bureau or president, CEO, whatever. So those are things that keep you relevant, or DOS or GMs from hotels. I don't want to keep the hotels out of this. Okay. I haven't seen anything. I'm not saying that they don't exist. Okay. I'm saying I have not seen it, and I get emails from everybody. And that's the first one I think I've seen that was a video. I've gotten some stuff that, that, you know, just messages and things like that, but this is an actual video. And just remember, videos do a lot. I mean, they reach a lot more people than just a still picture or just words. Okay. So another, you know, piece of advice, do video. It goes a lot further. Okay. People were more likely click on a video than a still picture or some words. Okay. That's a fact. That's a fact. That's not me just making it up, pulling out of my butt. That's a fact. Pulling out of my butt. That was a good one, right? I was just speaking to somebody yesterday. Okay. This is, I don't know if this is off base. This, and you're not going to know who this person is. But anyway, person I've known for a little while, and they thought they were being maybe not as effective. They're still working, right? And maybe they weren't being as effective because this person wasn't selling, okay? Not selling in the, you know, thought her job was to sell, okay? And I said, and I, like I said, I've known this person for a minute. And I said, what brought you to the dance? I said, do you actually think selling brought you to the dance, meaning the selling gets you this job? Selling was not what got you this job. You know, the way you, your organization, your analytic mind, your all these things, that's it. That's what brought you to the dance. So those are things you should be focusing on. I said, because when all this is said and done, you got to come up with different strategies. You got to motivate your people. You got to, you know, hit the ground running. I said, those are the things that you are good at. Those are things that you need to concentrate on. Not the sale part. That's someone else's job to do. This person is, you know, high ranking or no, well, you know, they're big time. I would say they were big time. Okay. They wouldn't say that, but I would say they were big time. Right. So at this point, you know, and sometimes we don't know that, you know, what we're good at doing, you know, what brought us to the dance, why we're there, why we're in this position. Right. And sometimes we need to remember that we're there for a certain thing. Yeah. We may have had that experience for selling, in this case, selling, you know, that was this person's experience. But that's not why this person got hired. This person was there to, you know, stability, organization. Like I said, her mind is you know, very analytical, strategies, things like that. Things that comes up with things that people, other people, I'm sure, on that same staff won't come up with, you know, because comes from a different experience, come from a different world. So just make sure we know exactly what our worth is, or where we come from, or what avenue we come from. And staying relevant. I mean, now this person can stay relevant. This person, because she knows what she's there to do. Not, like I said, selling. In fact, selling is not the thing you should be doing now anyway. And I've mentioned that before, but it's not about selling. It's about knowing what your strengths are. Okay. So just remember that, okay? When we're talking about reinventing ourselves, sometimes everything is right in front of us. We just don't know that it's there. So we got to remember, what brought me to the dance? Why am I still here? What's my expertise? And how can I apply it to what's going on now? Okay, so just remember that stuff. And I mentioned earlier that, you know, I was in a in-home care business before. I reinvented myself from being a DOS to starting my own business. Okay. I did that on the fly. I had to. And sometimes, you know, it's not easy because it backs your corner and you're going through things you don't think no one else is going through. I understand. I mean, all that stuff, you know, you get uncomfortable. You're out there by myself. No one understands. But as entrepreneurs or creatives, like I like to say, there's groups of people out there. There's groups of other creatives, groups of other entrepreneurs that we could talk to. You know, if you're working for a company, there's mentors out there. There's, I didn't realize this. I mean, I guess I've heard of this, but I don't know what it is. But I never met one, I don't think. There's business life coaches or life coaches that, you know, specifically do business. I mean, but my thing is, whoever you talk to, I like to find people that aren't doing what I'm doing. Like, so if I'm looking for a mentor, I'm looking for somebody that's totally out of the industry that I'm working in. Because they bring a different perspective to it, right? So if you're listening to, I'm in the hotel industry and my mentor is in the hotel industry too, well, he or she's only going to give me the perspective from the hotel industry. I need somebody that's doing something differently because maybe I can learn a little bit more how to apply certain things that they're doing in that industry to the industry that I'm in, or maybe the industry that I want to go in. So it goes back to this thing where, you know, tell your kids, at least I tell my kids, if you're the smartest one in your group of friends, you need some new friends. Okay. So you constantly have to go through and find people. They don't have to be like-minded people. They have to be people that are smarter than you. When I was a director, GM, whatever, I made it a point to hire people that were smarter than me. Okay, that knew more about certain things than I knew. Okay, so if I was kind of not as astute on, say, revenue management, well, I need to hire someone. And I give an example. I think I've used this example before, but it's, you know, it works in this situation here, right? So I'm a GM and I'm looking for a director of sales and marketing. Okay. So I can hire someone that's just like me that only knows sales and, you know, some reports and things like that. Or I can hire someone that has a revenue background as well, because that's at the end of the day, today's director of sales and marketing needs to know more revenue management than selling. That's just what I think, right? So so what did I do? I went out and looked for someone, and I found someone that had more revenue. She was not even a director of sales yet. She was looking to become, she was a sales manager, and she had a revenue management background, but had never been a director of sales. So I took a chance because she had more of what I needed. You know, I could teach you to sell. I mean, it's all about the relationships anyway, right? I can teach that. But I need the revenue management because that's where I sucked at. Okay, I'll be honest. I'm not good at revenue management. But if I get somebody smarter than me that can apply that, then that's what I need. So that's what I did. So I went and hired someone that was smarter than I did, than I was. So sometimes we have to do that. We can't be threatened by this stuff. Okay, we just need to get the right people to do the right job. Right. So with being relevant or reinventing ourselves, sometimes we just need to be smarter. We need to be smart about what we're doing. Right? Do we need to always reinvent yourself? Sometimes we do. In a situation like this that's going on with the virus, and we don't know if it's going, when it's going to end. It's going to end, but we don't know when it's going to end. Right? Do we need to reinvent ourselves? Well, or do we just going to sit around and watch TV all day and YouTube and all this stuff and say, well, hey, well, eventually we'll go back to work. Right? Well, eventually you will, but if you're not taking advantage of free classes online. Somebody sent me a friend of mine was doing, what do you call it? Gosh, I can't even think of what it is. Spreadsheets. I can't think of it. Excel. She was doing Excel spreadsheets. She wanted to be more versed on Excel spreadsheets. And I said, oh, really? I said, can you send me that link? She said she found a free one. I said, can you send me that link? She sent me the link, and I'm going through it as well, because there's certain things that I don't know or need a refresher course, right? So those are things that we could be doing. I mean, there's a lot of free courses out there, a lot of things that maybe you didn't think that you wanted to do. Now is the right time to do it. So I reinvented myself. Does that mean you have to reinvent yourself? No, it's up to you. I mean, that's a personal choice, right? I'm just bringing this stuff out because I know there's people, I've had conversations with people. They say, well, I don't think I'm going back to that job. Well, I'm going to go find something else. Well, what are you going to do? Well, I'm going to think about it. I'm going to reinvent myself. Those are the words or conversations I've been having. So I thought it was good that to let people know that you're not alone in this. Yeah, you're going to be uncomfortable. Yeah, it's, you know, outside the box, right? It's not going to be cookie cutter like everything else has been in our whole careers, right? Sometimes we're going to have to take a risk. We're going to have to take a change, a challenge. But, you know, we can do it. So there you go. And don't think there's not other people that are going through it. I'll give you another example. This is someone that we all may know. Amani Roberts, right? He don't know I'm using it as an example. I don't know if he listens to the show, but he does his own podcast and everything. And I'm winding down there because I only have a couple more minutes left. But he's a good example of reinventing himself. I mean, I'm a good example too. I just went through that, right? Just in case you didn't want to hear about me. So I'm going to use Amani Roberts because everybody loves Amani, right? So he was a GM, hotel GM. He was a hotel director of sales. He was a regional sales with Marriott and, you know, got to the point where this is say it was time for him to go, right? He had a passion for DJ. He was a DJ, I think he said in college or something like that, like a radio DJ. He started taking classes to be a DJ. He went to the Scratch Academy, which is here in LA, started doing this stuff, started speaking more at events. He became, you know, I think he's a VP for MPI. For membership, became a professor at Cal State Fullerton because of his knowledge, right? So all this stuff started a podcast, has well over 100, I think 150 shows that he's done. He does them weekly or biweekly. Just his book just came out. It's about DJing. I mean, he's an author. So he's a professor. He's an author. Was a GM, was a DOS. He's reinvented himself freaking 5-6 times. Okay. And still smiling. Okay. Ready to do something else. So it can be done. We just have to know what are we good at? What are we passionate about? And quite frankly, is this the right time to do it? Okay. Because like I said, all this stuff is going on. It's definitely the right time to start looking into things, to start, like I said, taking these free classes, finding things that you're good at, or maybe things that you never thought about doing until now. So, yeah. So I'm just, Monty, I hope it was okay to use you as an example, but I just think you're a good example to use at that point. So, and I he's well-respected. I mean, I love the guy. He's a good friend of mine. He's helped me start this radio show. I mean, and all the stuff that he has going on, he took his time. I reached out to him year or so ago and said, hey, man, I'm thinking about doing this radio show. And he said, you know, he asked me a bunch of questions, whatever. Because at first I asked him I said, we should do a radio show together. He said, well, what would it be? You know, I'm like, I don't know. Let's figure it out. Let's build the plane while we're flying. Okay. He said, well, you got to need this, you need that. You know, I said, wait, Monty. Okay. See, Monty's he's too methodical for me, right? I just say, give me a place to do it and let's do it, right? So that's me, but you know, he's different on that. But he gave me some ideas and basically gave me, you know, stick to like a format and things like that, which that's what I do. I mean, I could be all over the place, but there is a common format that I stick to on all my shows. And that's because of, you know, the conversation I had with Amani and a couple other people, Craig I can't think of the show. California. What's up, California? Today's California. I can't think. I'm sorry, Craig. Discover California. I can't remember. But anyway, so I thank him for taking the time and just doing it. So get his book. It's called, I want to say, it's a DJ book. It's My Business is DJing. I can't even remember that. What? I can't even remember these things. Man, I'm sorry, Mike. Now I'm butchering everything. But anyway, I want to thank you guys for joining the show. I only have a couple minutes left, and I know I don't want to get the hook. So I do appreciate, and I ramble every now and then, and I do appreciate you guys being with me. So, but if you have any questions at all, feel free to reach out to me at my email address is, it's called DJ Means Business. There you go. Monty's book is called DJ Means Business. That's the name of it. So check it out. So if you want to if you want to reach out to me, russell@russellhotels.com is my email address. And if you want, ask any questions at all. You want to be on the show, you want to talk about insurance, mutual funds, whatever, okay? A wealth of information, okay? So, and never stop learning, right? People in my house, they don't think I read, right? I don't read what they read, right? I'm not trying to read some book that's not going to help me out with something in life, right? They'll read, and a lot of people read, I just read for the enjoyment. No, I read because I'm trying to get to somewhere, right? And it's teaching me something. So regardless of what you're reading for, or what kind of book you're reading, just read something, right? So that's just me. But you ask the people in my house, I'm like, he doesn't read. Nah, he doesn't read. I'm like, okay. Keep remembering, keep believing that. So anyway, you guys take care. Thank you so much for joining On Air with Russell Hotels. Hashtag hospitality unplug. Hope this show was good for you. Hope you learned something. Hope there's a little just a tidbit of information that you can use in your everyday life. Be safe out there. Still, keep your social distancing. I was going to show you my mask, but I don't have it on me. But anyway, you guys take care. We'll see you next Tuesday. Deuces.
Thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Please tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. as we talk to other hospitality professionals. Your feedback is important. Email Russell at russell@russellofhotels.com with any questions or suggestions. Until next time, try not to be a person of success, rather become a person of value.